Blog Talk Radio.
There will come a time when it is finished. That will be the end. So, today, I just shared a quote that I read from. And this CD about as true as it gets. This lesson here about transition. One of the constants of life change. And no matter what you try to do not to change is going to happen. The change can happen either gradually. What can happen in the midst. And there's two ways you can respond to change. Either you kind of go with it, or what happens is you get left behind. That was true when I remember the computers being popular. It was a game changer in the way we do our daily, do our work, do our jobs, change our daily lives. Either you have to learn how to use the computer and all the software and all the other things, or you're eventually going to get left behind. One thing about change isn't always easy, but necessary. And in God's economy, we've experienced changes that are not only challenges, but bring glory to His name. I want to read from the book of Matthew, chapter 3. And we're going to look at one example of change to happen. This is during the baptism of Jesus. And it reads here, chapter 3, verse 13, 1 through verse 7. And Jesus came to Galilee, John of Philip, baptized him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you. And 3, Jesus answered him, let it be so now. Where is proper for us, either way, to fill all right. Then he consented. When Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were joined to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, whom I am well pleased. Here he saw a couple of things. One thing, God on the Baptist is baptizing all those who had desired to baptize. But when Jesus came to baptize, John knew right away who he was. It seemed to me that John was almost willing to relinquish his authority so that Jesus could baptize him, whether he assumed that Jesus going to. So one thing, I don't know if he had that assumption, but the way John saw it, he said that saying that Jesus should baptize me. But Jesus put him at ease and said, let's see this in a way that's like, I mentioned a number of times in the past, God says, not our way. So this took the order. All that was a little took the order, and no one is part of his plan. So John was to be baptized by God. And then, suddenly the heaven takes up. So suddenly the Spirit of God sent upon him. That's one of those instant changes. from that point on, you know, it was, you know, it was totally for both Ron and Flip. So their lives would be the same after. And it's happened in our lives also. The change can become gradual, be a gradual change. Or it can happen in an instant. So I can, so I could think about like Moses, you know, he was in the desert taking care of sheep. You know, and then God called him to lead people out of Egypt. Now, if that wasn't a transition, I don't know what was. Abraham was told to leave where he was to sell out. God told him to leave and he left. And he left. Didn't know where he was going, but it was a change. So that people, his nation, and others. Let's go through the facts of chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, go to verse 34. This is when the Gentiles were hearing the good news of the gospel. At first, it was the vainly for the choosing of Israel, or the Hebrews. Peter began to speak to them. Then you understand that God feels the partiality. But in every nation, he fears him because what is right is acceptable. Your message is sent to the people of Israel, preaching the peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. The message is spreading to us here, beginning in Galilee after the baptism of John and Man. How God anoints Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. Power. I went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. But God will heal it. We are witnesses to all that he did both here and in Greece. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. God raised him on the third day and allowed him to heal. That's to all the people that God who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to speak to the people and to testify. And he is the one ordained by God as a judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him. Everyone believes in the sea, gives his assent to his saints. While Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. Circumcised believers that Peter was astounded at the gift of the Holy Spirit that had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Peter said, can anyone withhold the water? The baptizing these people to have the Holy Spirit, which he had. So he ordered them to baptize him. They invited him to stay and check with him. See, Peter, I think Peter in his mind was going to bring the gospel and preach to the Hebrews. But it was said his sister knew that who was or who was called on the name of the Lord to his faith to the matter of Jew or Greek or Gentile. And we go to verse 44. Peter was speaking. The Holy Spirit fell upon all the earth. Fell upon everybody, not a Jew or Gentile. You know, the Holy Spirit fell on everybody was in tongues. Now that was why it changed. And what Peter was preaching, not only preaching, but what he thought. He wanted to preach to the church individual. That was one thing about Peter. He was beat up. He was set on seeing that. God had changed the whole thing. The Holy Spirit fell upon him. And on June the 10th, we showed here that God has no respect for the person. It doesn't matter who the person is or where they come from. The Holy Spirit falls on anybody. So now Holy Spirit spoke. Today, Holy Spirit spoke in such a prophetic time. So I may not know how to speak the language of my brother or sister in Russia, but it's the same Spirit who had that communication through the Spirit. And the thing about transition is going to change the way you think, the change. The way you look at people, God, sure. And everything in life was quite different. Why the change? And prior to that, I was more involved in the world and a lot of things. And then when I saw things, gradually slip away. My transition was gradual in the beginning. By the time I pretty much didn't have to do anything to fall back on. But just as my losing things transition continued, regular things transition again, just like the transition. The day that I asked my life. With some people, I've known people where they're changing suddenly. So, people have been in desperate situations, but right outside, God's sake, got help in the situation. The transition can involve a lot of happening in a lot of different things. But it does happen. It can happen at any time. It can happen to the cliff. It can happen when you least expect it. Change has nothing to do with your age, your gender, your personality. It has nothing to do with whether you have an education or not. I always like to remind people, which is degree, high school, college, that's just the beginning. You've got all the things that you need. Now the real life is going to be a transition. Things are going to change. You have to learn something new, but you already have the basics down as far as your education. But then now you have to put it into practice. Now imagine what when you get your medical degree, your law degree, whatever it is that you get. So after that, you know, putting whatever you learn put it into practice. And it's the transition. It's the workforce, the people working with, all kinds of people. If you're a teacher, you know that pretty well. You're going to deal with all types of students. But transition also means growth. Change always changes. be a pathway to growth. It's not what changes not only for the other people, it's also for you. Because you're going to change. So if you say that experience is the only teacher, and there's a lot of truth. I always say sometimes, if I knew then what I do now, what I know now, I would have done things differently. And that happens to everybody, but you know, whatever, you know, you're going to look at life differently, don't you? You know, you may involve a whole lot of stuff. I have aspirations. Missionaries who go overseas. You know, they have to learn culture and language, understand the culture, get with people that are quite different. And I mentioned change is not always easy. It's not easy. Takes a lot of time. It'll be a lot of trial and error. So there'll be mistakes made, but changes like that. So you're gonna get, so at times you're gonna run it, see that running into the dead end. Running into things that you haven't encountered before. So that's part of the change, part of the transition. Now look at Peter, and if you're here in Acts, I'm sure he never expected this to be that to happen. The Holy Spirit comes like that. Just as we go back to the fact that let's get back. Now, I'm pretty sure that John never said to come down that night. I'm thinking that maybe John didn't think John needed that, but Jesus didn't need that night. Because he was already the Son of God. But there was really symbolic in that it was the full of prophecy. When that was John obeyed, and they did baptize Jesus, and everything flipped. So Jesus and the Holy Spirit put upon Jesus. I'm sure John had a different understanding about everything. I'm pretty sure it's ministry was effective. By what happened. It was the apostles saved, and the Holy Spirit came upon them. They were there. Look at Peter, this year, his hand is impetuous, but he said a lot of things. He even denied he knew Jesus. He did not once, but he did it three times. Yet here it is, with little on, it's folded, why? Peter couldn't have done this by flesh, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Peter did this through. It was a transition to him from an impetuous, and he could be flesh, right? Somebody who had power, and people recognized he had power in the spirit of those spirits of power. That's something we all have. That is something that's available to everyone. So it's not, we all have transition in our lives. And what you have to remember is those changes in your life, tremendous amount of difficulty. That much, all changes can be done. not so much. So we changed that. What's going on and how are you going to handle it? So we were overwhelmed. Or will this change too well and this time? So how and where do I do? What I've done in my life, you know, I always embraced what changes in my life, always tried to embrace and understand it. Yeah, they now have understood everything. You know, they now understand everything, right? Just kind of go where it leads you. And that's a little transition of truth that you have to do. I think of a good example. But it can be a transition to something that's different. I made the transition. I retired and made the transition. I did something different. Now I do quite a bit of writing. I have taken up art and hobbies. I know someone professionally needs to be a transition. Now she does art, she makes art. She does the life. Wonderful picture. So it's the fun. Just because you leave one transition out of one place, you know, all the other things. Good. That's the way God has it right now. God wants us to experience all that he has for us. One final thing I like to say, again, I had a very small missionary who tried to hear it, the person who tried to hear it, and the mission. And he tried, went to a board, went to the mission board, and everything, but he didn't go. Finally, he did become a missionary. At 75 years of age. And he was on this field till he was 85. So hey, that barrier was still, you know, age has nothing to do with transition. I know people in that. I know people in the 70s, 80s, even a couple people in their 90s. They're still looking for a way, you know, transition. Doing things, living valuable lives. And this area of changes and mostly transition. You know, I have, you know, still be the way we look to be. Whatever change we have, it can help our community, it can help our living, so it's good for us. Our boss. Community we can help, maybe our neighbors. The transition is important. I really the transition is not to do something that maybe I would like to do. Maybe God says, okay, I need to do something. That's how the transition is positive. And I like to read what my grandmother, he was fortunate that it's in. There will be there will come a time when we really succeed. That will be the beginning. Like, come to Christ, so the thing that you did before is done. But now in your life is different. Life is nothing new. And it's the same way with life. When you leave one something is finished, you do something else. That begins. And that's who you are. And I like that he's generated and he's sin. And I look forward to coming to you the next time to get saved. Thank you. God bless you. And have a wonderful day.